From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Brought to you by Dream Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Dream Show, Rudy Valley speaking. Hello, operator. Operator, did you put my call through to George Jessler, 20th Century Fox?
Mr. Valley, I just told you that I can't put you through until you deposit 10 cents. This is a toll call.
10 cents? Well, it's just 5 miles from here, while the railroad only charges a cent a mile.
Okay, so take the train.
Oh, all right, just a minute. Where's my little book? Oh, here it is. Expenditures, antique grandfather's clock, $750. Alarm clock repaired, 65 cents. One hot water bottle retreaded, 80 cents. Phone call to George Jessel, 10 cents.
Hello?
Hello, George!
Rudy!
Now that you're a producer, George, I know that you're a very busy man, but I got your message that you wanted to see me tonight and...
Well, am I a busy man? I just finished making the picture of the Dolly Sisters. I'm also making Kitten on the Keys. I'm also planning another picture. And I'm also available personally for weddings, engagements, banquets at a reasonable price. All clean jokes you can bring to children.
Yes, I know, George, but about your calling me, what was it that you wanted to see me about?
Well, I... Oh, pardon me, Rudy. It's my other phone. Excuse me. Hello? Hello, yes, this is Mr. Jessel. Oh, the costumes? Well, I'll look at them this afternoon. Yeah, sorry, Rudy. I just wanted to talk to you about was this. I... Excuse me, Rudy, at my other phone again. Hello? Hello? Who? Oh, Sam the bookmaker, yeah. What happened to my horse this afternoon? He hasn't come in yet? You expect him sometime this evening? Well, be sure and leave a light for him in the $2 window, will you?
Mr. Valley.
Yes?
Your 3 minutes are up. Deposit 10 cents, please.
Oh, but operator, I haven't even talked to my party yet. Operator, operator. Oh, well, what's the use?
Hello? Hello? Oh, sorry to keep you waiting, Rudy. I was just talking to Mr. Zanuck. You know, he doesn't make a move in the studio without me. Now, where were we?
Well, I just wanted to ask you why you had done...
Oh, there it goes again. I'm awfully sorry. Hello? Hello, you know, that Zanuck, Rudy, he can't breathe in the studio without me. Hello? Oh, Mama. Oh, hello, Mom. How are you? No, I'll call you back. I can't talk, though. I got Rudy Valley on the phone. Did I know what? They're letting Harry out of jail? How come? Oh, he's got 85 points, huh? You say Mrs. Willis's boy is looking for a wife? Well, you only got married last week. Oh, that's the wife he's looking for. Well, look, Mom, I'll call you back. I can't keep Mr. Valley waiting any longer. Rudy Valley. Yes, he's on the air for Dream Shampoo. Well, of course he's a friend of mine. Huh? I should tell him you'll buy a bottle of Dream Shampoo from him so he can make the commission. Well, just a minute, I'll tell him. Rudy.
Yes, George?
I'm talking to my mom. I'll just be a minute.
Your 3 minutes are up. Deposit 10 cents, please.
What, Mama? What?
Just a minute, operator.
Hello, Mama, you don't understand Rudy Valley. You know, my time is your time. He'd be a good fellow for my sister Anna? No, Mama. After all, what does little sister Anna have in common with Rudy Valley? Oh, she's got adenoids, too. Well, look, Mom. I've got to hang up because Mr. Valley is waiting. Well, just a minute. I'll ask you. Rudy, Rudy, my mother wants to know if you'll sing a song for her, and she'll have all the neighbors listening on the party line.
I'll be glad to sing a song for your mother and a lot of other mothers and dads to whom May 30th is more than just a date or decoration day, more than just a name for a national holiday. The song is called Old Folks. Everyone knows him as Old Folks. Like the seasons, he'll come and he'll go. Just as free as a bird and as good as his word. That's why everybody loves him so. Always leaving his spoon in his coffee, tucks his napkin up under his chin, and that yellow cob pipe, it's so mellow it's ripe, but you needn't be ashamed of him. In the evening after supper, what stories he would tell. How he held that speech at Gettysburg for Lincoln that day. Lord, I know that one so well. I don't quite understand about old folks, whether he fought for the blue or the gray. For he's so democratic and so diplomatic, he'll never come right out and say. I suppose that every small town in this glorious country of ours has had one or more of those lovable old characters who live and relive their deeds of glory and exploits on the battlefields of 1861. I know that my little hometown up in Maine had several of them, and those of you who may have been as fortunate as I in being able to have spent some of your youth in a small village can perhaps vividly recall this teller of amazingly tall tales as he used to stand around the barbershop, the livery stable, or the post office, talking to a wide-eyed group of youngsters, something like this.
Yes, sir? Yes, sir, I played Fast Tubby with the Sagged Hawk Silver Cornet Band, but I see trouble coming. I took up the bugle. My wife won't allow me to practice on the domicile. She ain't got no ear for music, being as she's stone deaf. Says the music hurts her eyes. I used to play entirely by ear, the main reason being the flies bothered my music so much. Cold? You call this cold? I recollect one time down at Chickamauga, it was so cold that the flames on the candles froze stiff. Yes, sir, we ate them for strawberries. Mighty good tasting, too. What's that? What's my favorite? Any old kind, thank you, as long as it's good, yes. Battle? Heck, I thought you said bottle.
Someday there'll be no more old folks. What a lonely old world this will be. Children's voices at play will be stilled for a day. The day they take old folks away.
Mr. Valley.
Yes?
This is the operator. That song was wonderful.
Why, thank you.
It was also 3 minutes overtime. Deposit 10 cents, please.
Operator, I've deposited the 10 cents. What is it now?
Well, this isn't the operator, Rudy. This is Truman Bradley.
Truman, where are you?
Well, I started on a picture this morning, and I'm stuck at the studio.
Oh, is that so? What kind of a part are you playing, Truman?
Well, it's a small part, Rudy, but there's a very important love scene in it.
Do you think you could find a part for me in it? What do you say to the girl, Truman, in the love scene?
I say, darling, you're so enchanting. Your hair is lovely as a dream. I'll bet you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action.
And she says, yes.
Of course. Nearly every glamour girl uses Dreen, for lustrous, sparkling hair is vital to any girl who wants to look desirable. If your hair looks dull and lifeless, remember this. It could be caused just by the shampoo you're using. You see, most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film. Not Dreen. Dreen never leaves a dulling film, and it actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. And Dreen removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. Besides, this improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action that leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. For this three-way beauty care, always Dreen your hair.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Yes, sir. When Jessel comes to the Villa Valley for dinner tonight, I want everything to be just right. Let me see. The bread and butter plates go here. The service plates here and the soup plate over... Oh, this is a mess. A mess.
Is somebody paging me?
Irene Ryan.
Rudy Valley, what are you doing in that apron?
Oh, I'm helping the cook set the table. George Jessel, the movie producer, is coming for dinner tonight.
Oh, maybe he'll put me in the movies.
You're talking silly, Irene.
Oh, well, why? I'm clever and I'm sweet and I'm just as pretty as any movie star. Just name one who's prettier than I am.
All right. Betty Grable, Lana Turner, and Dorothy L'Amour.
Oh, that's not fair. You're only naming women.
Irene, how about helping me set the table?
All right. So I couldn't be an actress. You've never heard me do Shakespeare. The quality of mercy is not strained. No. The quality of mercy is not strained. No. Is not strained.
Well, strain it and let's get going. Irene, you could do me a favor tonight.
What's that, Rudy?
Well, Jessel hasn't told me yet what he wants to see me about. But I think he wants me to be in his next picture.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, I don't want to seem over-anxious in front of Jessel. If you could find out what kind of a picture he's going to make, then I can be prepared to show him that I'm the type he's looking for.
Okay. Shake hands with the chief of the Villa Valley Underground.
Well, it's getting late. Jessel should be here by now.
Is that the front door?
No, that's the cook going to the Frigidaire for some more butter. That's the third time today. I must speak to her about it. Oh, there's the front door now. This must be Jessel. Hello, Georgie.
Well, how are you, Rudy? I'm very, very good.
Well, Georgie Jessel, it's good to see you. You know, we haven't had dinner together since you invited me over to your Uncle Milford's house.
That's right, yes.
By the way, what is your Uncle Milford doing now?
Oh, he's with the FBI.
He's with the FBI.
Yep, they got him in Baltimore.
Oh, yes. George, you look wonderful. You know, you haven't changed a bit.
Ah, you're just saying that, Rudy. I really have changed a little. I've put on a little weight around my waistline. But as you college boys say, all I have to do is hold that line.
Well, I wouldn't worry about your line if I were you. Just watch your backfield. Oh, George, I really didn't... I didn't get to talk to you much this afternoon, so if there's anything you want to say to me or ask me, just feel free to...
Oh, well, we can wait till later on. Let's just relax, Rudy.
Oh, yes. Have a cigar.
Oh, thank you. Shall we go into your living room now?
Just a minute, please. Where's my little book? Oh, here it is. Expenditures. One cigar for George Jessel, 25 cents. Well, George, we can go into the living room now.
Oh, just a minute, Rudy. What did I do with my little book? Oh, here it is. May 24th. Didn't have to buy a cigar today. Saved one nickel.
You have one of those little books, too?
I certainly have. I wouldn't be without it.
What system do you use?
I use the ABC system. Now, here, look. See? Mm-hmm. C for clothes, B for bill.
Yes, I see. But what does the A stand for?
Alimony.
Alimony? Alimony, but you've got A1, A2, A3.
Yeah.
Women. I don't know why we even bother with them.
I got a line to say here. Not as funny as what you just said.
Wait. Oh, my goodness. There goes my phone. It's off pitch again. Where's my pitch pipe? That's better. Excuse me a moment, George. Excuse me while I get the phone. Hello? Yes, he's here. It's for you, George. It's Daryl Zanuck.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. Hello? Yes, Mr. Zanuck? Yes, Mr. Zanuck? Yes, Mr. Zanuck? Yes, Mr. Zanuck? No, Mr. Zanuck? What am I saying? Yes, Mr. Zanuck. Yes, I checked with the writers, and I've looked over the sets. I forgot to do what? That's right. I did forget. Rudy Zanuck hung up on me.
What's the matter?
Again, I forgot to press his pants.
Pardon me, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, come right in, Irene. This is all right. Irene, this is George Jessel, the movie producer.
Oh, how do you do?
Gosh, I've never been this close to a movie producer before.
Come to think of it, I've never been this close to a man before.
Well, if you'll both excuse me, I'm going to run along and see how dinner is coming.
Surely, Rudy.
It really is a thrill to meet you, Mr. Jessel. You're not only a great movie producer, but you're also a great comedian.
Oh, well, that's very, very nice of you to say that.
Oh, I mean it, really. Really, I do. I've been looking forward to this moment ever since I watched your vaudeville act from my grandmother's lap.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Irene. You couldn't have watched my vaudeville act from your grandmother's lap. Your grandmother must be 20 years older than your mother, and your mother must be 20 years older than you. You add that all up, that would make... Did your grandmother like my act?
She thought you were wonderful, of course. But I'm more interested in the George Jessel of today.
Oh.
Tell me, Mr. Jessel, after you finish making Kitten on the Keys, what picture are you going to make?
Well, excuse me, Irene. That's probably Mr. Zanuck again. Hello. Suppose his pants aren't impressed one day. Well, hello. Yeah. Oh, it's about picture business. I'm interested, surely. Do I like Western? Well, go ahead. What's the plot? The villain kidnaps the girl, and then, clap, 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 they head him off at the gulch. And then what happens?
Hey, Rudy.
Yes, what is it, Irene?
Mr. Jessel's talking to Zanuck, and I just found out what picture he's going to make next. It's going to be a Western.
Oh, that's right down my alley. I won't have any trouble convincing Jessel I'm the Western type.
Oh, Rudy, I hope you don't mind too much about me having my calls transferred here. Well, just where were we?
Yippee!
I beg your pardon?
Welcome to these yaw parts, stranger.
What stranger? This is Georgia Jessel, one bright and guiding light. What's the matter with you?
Yes, stranger. I show Miss Old Pink. Was a mighty fine horse.
Oh,
yes,
sir.
I miss my boots and saddle, too. Yow's the way I feels about it. Oh, take me back to my boots and saddle. Dee-dee-dee. Let me see that general store. Let me ride the range once more. Give me my boots and saddle. Got a hankering to be with a banjo on my knee, strumming a pretty Western tune. There's a gal in Cherokee and she's waiting there for me under a Texas moon. So take me back to my boots and saddle. Let me greet each blazing morn on the range where I was born. Give me my boots and saddle.
Just a minute, Rudy. What is all this Western business? Since when are you a Westerner?
Oh, I hails from the Panhandle country, partner.
The Panhandle country? What were you doing down there?
I was a panhandler. Yippee! This famous folks looks like the chuck wagons, will it?
Well, well, Rudy, that was a delicious dinner.
Well, thanks, George. Here, hand me your cup, and I'll fill it up again.
No, thanks. Three cups of green shampoo are enough. You know, Rudy, when you were doing that Western routine before, I didn't know what come over you. You kind of scared me.
Pretty convincing, eh, George?
Yes, yes.
You know, you haven't told me yet what you wanted to see me about.
Well, it can wait later, later.
Well, I guess I'd better clear the dishes away.
Ah, Rudy, certainly it was nice of you to serve the dinner yourself.
Well, you know, the help shortage being what it is these days.
Nevertheless, I appreciate it. And to show my appreciation, I'll do what I always do in a restaurant. Here you are.
Oh, thanks, thanks. Where's my little book? Let me see now. Income, 10-cent tip from George Jessel.
Wait a minute, where's my little book? Oh, yes, May 24th. Today I unloaded my Canadian dime. What is that?
Well, that's my cat.
Meow.
She's off pitch again.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
Oh, get away from me, cat. It won't do you any good.
I have no part for you and Kitten on the keys. Now, look, Rudy. Even though you served the dinner tonight, I'm sure that you didn't cook it. And it was a very, very fine dinner.
You're right, I didn't cook it, but I have a very good Spanish cook. And she likes to be complimented. I'll call her in. Oh, Conchita!
Well, well. Here she is. So, you're the Spanish cook, eh?
What else?
Pardon me, I didn't catch the name. What was it again?
Conchita Chiquita Pepita Lolita Carmen Shapiro.
Oh, a New Zealander, huh? Well, look. Conchita, as they say in your native tongue, e tu tia este muy bueno e mucho, mucho grande. What's the matter?
I'm laughing at your accent.
Conchita, Mr. Jessel is merely trying to thank you for that wonderful Spanish dinner you cooked.
Yes, such a novelty. Blintzes with chili con carne. I'll take it, Rudy. I'm expecting a call anyway. Hello? Oh, no more Western pictures. Oh, a picture of the old South, eh? Oh, mint juleps on the old plantation. That's good. Uh-huh, the handsome young hero in love with the plantation owner's daughter. Well, I...
Conchita.
Yes, Mr. Welling?
You've got to help me. When Mr. Jessel comes back, I want to show him that I'm the perfect type for his southern picture. I'd like you to play the scene with me. Can you sound like a southerner?
Honey, child, you can depend on me, kid. Way down south in the land of cotton, all time side, little, but look away, look away.
Here comes Jessel.
I'm sorry, Rudy. I don't mean to be using your phone so much.
That's perfectly all right, sir. It's part of our southern hospitality, sir. My old house is your old house, sir.
Colonel Weller, you old?
Yes, Scarlet.
Rudy, what is going on here?
Scarlet?
Yes, Rex.
Scarlet, my little magnolia blossom. There's one thing I always wanted to know. Where all were you born?
Positively, I'm not sure, sir.
Was it south of the Mason-Dixon line?
No, sir.
North of the Mason-Dixon line?
No, sir.
Well, where were you all born?
On the Greyhound line.
There are more accents here than there are at the San Francisco conference.
Colonel Weller, lover man, put your arms around me, you old.
Yes, call it.
Hold me, honey child. Hold me. Hold me.
You hold him, and if nobody comes in 30 days, he's yours.
Hi, y'all, folks. Hi, y'all.
Oh, this is too much. I'm getting out of here.
Well, shut my mouth and call me Cornpone.
Truman Bradley, are you trying to get a part in Jessel's picture, too?
I don't reckon I am, sir.
Then why the southern accent?
Well, sir, I'm talking this way so my southern listeners can understand me, sir.
Keep talking that way and no one will understand you.
I guess you're right, Rudy. What I have to say, I want every woman everywhere to understand. It has to do with spring and love and looking lovely. When you look in the mirror tonight, dear lady, can you proudly say your hair is as lovable, as glistening smooth and lustrous as you could wish? If it isn't, remember that drab, mousy hair could be caused just by the shampoo you're using. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really, and soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on your hair. But Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action is quite different. Dreen never leaves a dulling film. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. And this improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action that leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. So for lovely, lustrous hair, insist on Dreen. Whether you wash your hair at home or go to a beauty shop.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
I can't understand why Jessel hasn't said anything to me yet. I thought I played that southern scene very well. Oh, hello, George.
Hello, Rudy. Say, look, what goes on here with this western talk and the southern talk? What is this?
Well, George, I presumed that you came here tonight to ask me to be in your next picture. And I just wanted to show you that no matter what picture you were planning to make, I was the type for it.
For whatever gave you the idea that I was going to make a Western or a Southern picture?
We heard you talking on the telephone to Zanuck.
What Zanuck? I was talking to my mama. She just came from a double feature. She was telling me the plots of both pictures, that's all.
Well, George, what was it you wanted to see me about?
Well,
Go on. What did you want to ask me?
Well, I suppose I might as well do it and get it over with. Look, Rudy, you think you could find a spot for me on your radio show?
You want to be in my radio show?
Yes.
George, the cigar I gave you, have you smoked it yet?
No.
Then may I have it back, please? Thanks. Where's my little book? Oh, yes. Credit. Got cigar back from Jessel. Recovered 25 cent loss.
Now, look, Rudy, a personality like mine belongs on the air.
You in radio?
Why not? You had Jolson, and what did he do? Comes out on the stage, gets down on one knee, and he sings. So April showers may come your way. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along. All right. What about that other guy, Cantor? What does he do? Comes out, bounces around. Before you can stop him, he starts singing. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl.
Well, George, if you really want to get into radio, I'll do everything I can for you, but there's no place for you, unfortunately, in this show.
Now, look, Rudy, I hate to bring this up, but look, you know, you can't go on forever. You know, you're not getting any younger.
Yes, and he's not getting any poorer either.
No.
Just a minute, what are you talking about?
Now, wait a minute. There is no reason why I shouldn't carry on for you.
George, please. No.
Well, look, that voice of yours, when they hear me, who's going to know the difference? Listen. My time is your time. Your time is my time. No, I'm not.
George,
everybody
please.
Knows that
it's
I sing
fine,
like
no.
you. You can't. I'll get on it again. You haven't heard the end of it.
It's time to sing a good night song again to you. It's time to sing another so long again to you. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous. The happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew.
Ladies, victory in Europe hasn't made any difference in the great need for used fats. Please keep on saving your cooking fats and just keep on turning in full tins of it to your meat dealer as often as possible.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood. The Dream Show was written by Selma Diamond and Jack Robinson. The music was arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. This is Truman Bradley speaking. And remember,
no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Ivory flakes.
Oh, you get up to twice the wear by giving your clothes ivory flakes care. Twice the wear, and all it takes is gentle care with ivory flakes. A sweater, a housecoat, and a rayon dress. They'll stay lovely, yes, yes. You get up to twice the wear by giving your clothes ivory flakes care.
Ivory flakes.
Tune in to Rudy Vallee next Thursday at this same time.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.